Welcome to Chic Perspectives. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks for joining us today where we're talking about how to succeed with style. And boy, do I have the right person with me today to talk about success. Miss Desiree Scales, who is the CEO of Bella Web Design, has helped a company that has helped over 200 companies realize success in Atlanta and more than 35 states nationwide for the last 10 years. Your company is doing incredible things. I'm so excited to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Bella Web Design provides web design, web hosting, search engine submissions and optimization, print design, email marketing, social media coaching, blogging, and a lot of general web marketing consultation, because, boy, there is a lot out there. Desiree, welcome to Chic Perspectives. Thanks for sharing this time with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Elizabeth.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you have built an amazing team, which has been one of the many secrets to your success, which we're going to try and find out more about today. You say that, you know, the creative talent and integrity of the people that you have working for you has really been able to build a lot of loyalty in the clients. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, let's see. We started in 1998, and we took on our first actual contractor. Everybody that works with us is on contract. And we took our first contractor on in 1999, and he's actually been with us since then. And it's been great. You know, we've had several others that have joined Bella Web Design. The average is about 3 to 5 years with us, and the fact that they really know our business from, you know, the top to the bottom, and they can help our clients really understand what our philosophy is, not only our philosophy, my philosophy, because I have a very strict philosophy about how web design and online marketing should happen. And that's organically. So our, you know, everybody who works with us, our team members are just very loyal and they understand where we're going with the company.
That's huge. And I love that there is like a definitive philosophy, because web design and just the world of social media and internet marketing in general, I mean, it's become such a huge space. And I think you really do need to stake your claim and say, hey, this is how we see that things should be done. So tell us a little bit more about that philosophy or how you see how things should work in this world.
Sure. Well, I think that we all agree that it starts with a very, very good website, something that's very well designed and really tells the story, tells the message of the business and the business owner from the first page. And it has to be visually appealing, as well as the text has to be easy to read and really explain what the business does right from the home page. And then what I believe in is a dashboard design so that people can find the top three things they're really looking for right from the home page, and they're not clicking to 10 different pages to find the information that they need. Even something as simple as putting your contact information at the bottom of every page is important, and not every business owner thinks about that.
Well, it's so interesting because you really have to think in terms of what the user experience is. And when you're designing the site, you're thinking of, you know, your experience.
Right.
You know everything about the company, or as the CEO of your business, you're the authority on it. But you have to remember that the person being invited into this world is just getting that glimpse. How do you best tell that story to them? Those are some interesting pointers. I know that you have spoken at a lot of conferences about, you know, the topic of web design, educating business owners and organizations on internet technology in general. What are some of the things you think people need to know as business leaders right now about what's going on in terms of internet technology?
Well, I think the biggest thing that has come into our lives over the past 2-3 years is social media. Using free resources. They're free, like
I
Facebook.
I know, it's amazing.
Right.
It's like the antithesis of what we were, you know, told marketing was all about, was spend. What's your marketing spend?
Exactly. And what's interesting is we're coming off the Super Bowl, which happened last night.
Right.
And, you know, millions of dollars were spent last night on some of these commercials, which were very ineffective. Yet you go to somebody's Facebook page and Twitter. I mean, myself as a business owner and my clients are not going to have millions of dollars to spend on TV advertising and magazine.
Sure. The average small business owner is not right. looking at buying a Super Bowl commercial
exactly.
as a, how do I reach a million people?
Right.
But they still want to be getting reach, maybe not a million, but how do I powerfully impact a lot of people? And you're saying you don't have to spend millions on a Super Bowl commercial.
No.
You can have that kind of an impact via these some of these free resources.
Right, right. If you think about Facebook, there are 400 million users. And probably, you know, by this next second, there's probably going to be 425 million. I mean, it's moving that quickly.
I know. It's amazing.
And millions of users on Twitter. There's LinkedIn. So really what I tell my clients to do is really think about what fits their personality. You know, what kind of message do they want to get across? Maybe a restaurant owner would try something like a Foursquare or a Twitter to get their message out quickly. It's always changing. There's always something changing in the business, maybe a new dish, new special, something like that. Or maybe an accountant or a lawyer would be more comfortable using LinkedIn because that's more like a chamber of commerce meeting. I always say,
right.
you know, LinkedIn is like the chamber of commerce meeting, the business meeting. Twitter is like the cocktail party. And Facebook is more, you know, like the pub where you can tell the joke or you can show a video. It's, you know, and my friend Jimmy Turner actually found that and told me about that.
That's so great because it is, I mean, it's a different way of interacting with people
right.
and you kind of do need to say, okay, like what mode am I in right now? What personality am I bringing to the table?
Exactly.
Or what funny story is appropriate to
right.
share on this medium?
Right. But it's not just about how you feel too is your personality. It's where your clients are. So
meeting them where they're comfortable.
Exactly. If you're talking to accountants, they may be just comfortable with LinkedIn and haven't branched out to Twitter. Although I know a lot have in the last year, just simply because they have to, because everybody's moving towards social media. But again, what's the first thing you do when you find somebody on Twitter or on LinkedIn or Facebook? You probably look at their website.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Your second level of research on that person
mm-hmm.
is the website. So the social media becomes another way. It's just providing more hits to the website.
Right.
People are finding you in a different way. Instead of at the Chamber of Commerce, it's through LinkedIn. And then they say, oh, she sounds interesting.
Right.
What's this company that she's the head of? And find out more about your organization and what you can provide through that means.
Exactly. And let's not leave out blogging. If you feel you're a good writer and you're comfortable in that space, I think blogging is very important and can also share your expertise and your personality in a way that the website can't.
Now, I know when blogging first hit, a lot of people jumped on the bandwagon, and then there's like, you know, a million abandoned blogs out there. People get real excited about some of this stuff, and, you know, for a month, they're, oh, I've got so much to share, blah, 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 and then they, you know, they don't have the momentum. How do you keep up the momentum? How do you make sure that you're consistent, whether it's blogging or some of these other tools?
Well, it's simply, there's two things that are going to help you become a successful blogger. And number one is reading a lot, reading voraciously, reading other blogs, reading the news in the morning, reading books. You can find a lot of great ideas by reading other, you know, pieces of media. There's
absolutely.
Always ideas stirring in your head when you're looking at points of view from
right.
other people.
Your ideas are going to come from other people's ideas.
Exactly.
I think that's the mistake when people think creativity is just going to like zoom into your head out of nowhere.
Right.
It's much faster if you're putting new ideas and exposing yourself to other people's point of view.
Right.
It'll strike something in you and you'll have something
right.
to say.
Right. You can put your spin on it. And then the other thing is actually just to do it. It's like exercise. If you're exercising that muscle every day, the muscle's going to get stronger and bigger. And if you're blogging and you're exercising your brain and you're training yourself to write every day, and I say do it every day. We did an experiment this year. Last year, we were blogging every week.
Okay.
And this January, I blogged every day, and our subscribers doubled. because they want to be
fed.
That's
amazing.
They want the information every day and they're ready for it. They, you know, they can come back and they can read two or three articles throughout the week. So yeah, people
are hungry.
They're hungry for good information.
Good information.
Right.
They're going to continue to come back.
They will. So the more you feed the content out there, you know, the more you're going to attract people who want to read that.
So you say find one medium that fits your personality and stick with it.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I know I've seen people like try different ones on. I know I've tried different ones on. Are there clues that say, oh, this is the right one for me?
Right. Well, if you look at Facebook, I think, you know, it's a little more relaxed, a little more casual. You can joke on there. You can share good videos or good pictures that you've taken. So that's more of a relaxed kind of setting. And maybe you've already been on Facebook. Maybe you were a college student and you started with Facebook.
Right.
So everybody has a different starting point. You know, maybe if you really enjoy writing, the blogging is the first place for you to start. And you start there and then you realize that you can take your blog posts and tweet and post them to Twitter. There are, you know, with WordPress and Typepad, once you click the button on your post and you publish it, it will go out to Twitter automatically. So then you're kind of forced to, you know, to open that Twitter account so that you're feeding. You don't have to go to each, you know, each of these tools individually. You can make them all work together if you have them put together and structured right.
I think, yeah, that's huge, trying to create a synergistic structure where they're all feeding each other.
Right.
So the social media strategy, the web, and that's why I think it's important to work with a web designer who has that big picture perspective.
Right.
Do you help your clients kind of tie that together and figure out how the pieces of the puzzle can feed each other so it becomes something that expands rather than, you know, being more work than it's worth?
Right. Yes. Well, the beauty of being in web design and my role in the organization is to try different things. So I get clients who call and say, gosh, I see you everywhere, Desiree. I can't open my computer without seeing something by you. And I tell them, well, look, that's my job. My job is to try everything out so that I know how to approach it and then can explain that to my clients. So that's what I am charged with, is trying all of these things and seeing how they work. And from there, I can create a plan for somebody that's different from, you know, there may be an accountant who's real verbose. They love to blog. Well, we need to do a different plan for them than somebody who's a little more shy and a little scared, you know, maybe of some legal issues and they don't feel comfortable with Twitter yet. You know, maybe they're just comfortable talking to their friends on Facebook. So it's just a matter of finding the style and what's comfortable for your particular personal style.
Right. I mean, yeah, and I think that's important in all the areas of your business. I mean, it's about cultivating a uniqueness.
Right.
You know, that's all part of your brand. How is that coming out? Social media is just giving more outlets for your brandness to kind of seep out there and interact with the marketplace.
Exactly. But, you know, it's not only just talking about your brand. It's also about putting people together and connecting people who can help each other. I think that's very important with social media. And, you know, people shy away from talking about what they ate for breakfast. Well, that makes you human. You know,
right.
If you had a particularly good meal at a restaurant, you might want to share that because we're all human. We're all sharing this human experience together.
Absolutely.
In real time now.
Right. And that's the fun thing.
It is.
I mean, it's bringing that oneness of humanity together because
yeah.
No matter where you are in the world, you know, most of us do share those certain human commonalities like eating breakfast
exactly.
in the morning.
Exactly.
So
or a good cup of coffee,
level.
You know.
Right. Everyone can relate to
yes.
that. One of the things that I love that you say here is that helping others is the best way to establish your expertise. And I have found that you're very giving with your information, with your expertise, with wanting to just enlighten the perspective of everyone. Is that how you've always been? Is that just sort of your general philosophy? And how has that worked in your business?
Yes. What I have found is that when you educate somebody and you help them understand a concept or a process, when you see the light go on for them, that is an amazing moment in time. And they're always going to remember you for helping them understand that concept or that process.
Right, having turned that light bulb on for them.
Exactly. So, you know, the fact that they remember you and then they're going to refer you to someone else, that's very, very powerful. I've had people say, oh, you're a social media rock star, you're a social media diva. Well, I don't like those terms. My role is a social media teacher. I'm an educator. That is what I do every day when I talk to my clients, when I talk to other vendors. I'm always educating people because it only makes us all stronger, and it's going to make social media a better medium in the end when we're all doing this right, when we're all, you know, sharing concepts and sharing with each other. I mean, the business community, I've already seen a difference in Atlanta. You know, how strong we're getting through the recession, because I think a lot of us are sharing our knowledge.
It is becoming a much more collaborative environment out there.
Right.
I certainly see in the small business economy and sector, and even in bigger business as well, as we're realizing, hey, we're all in this together.
Right.
So the internet naturally provides a means to kind of tie that social fabric.
Right.
And the businesses just sit on top of that. I mean, the businesses are extensions of what's already there socially and relationship-wise. So the relationships that you've created in your business, how important would you say that's been as far as your growth? Because, I mean, 10 years owning a successful growing company is quite an accomplishment. What role would you say strategic partners and relationships have played in that?
They have played a very important role. In fact, I'm in the business of relationships and putting the right people together, the contractors that work with us, putting them together with the right client that I know they're going to fit with, or finding a vendor that will help one of my clients down the road with a problem. I like to think that I'm sort of a hub of, you know, ideas and experiences that people can come to and say, hey, I've got this problem. How do I solve it? It just happened today. I had a friend who had a problem with Twitter, and I was able to connect them to somebody who knew a lot about that particular problem. So that's how I see our business has grown, through those relationships.
Right. And the company being an extension of that philosophy, you just become this go-to hub for answers to problems.
Yep.
It's wonderful. One of the things that, you know, when I talk to clients and they're like, I know I should be doing this social media stuff, Elizabeth, but I don't know where to begin. It just seems kind of overwhelming. I like that you recommend, you know, looking at the overall strategy first, and how does this fit into the business strategy? How does this fit into the overall marketing strategy? And then declaring some of the goals. Talk about how that's effective for people when they're first starting out in getting results.
Well, if you don't know where to start, I usually say, take a look at your website. You know, is it communicating what you do? And then from there, what you want to do as a business owner is think of maybe the top five, maybe top 10 questions that you're asked most often. And then what I would do is start a blog. You may have mom reading it every week. That's okay to
don't
start
out with
somebody.
Don't worry about audience at the beginning.
Don't worry
just
about
start
that.
Writing.
Take that out of your head and start writing about what you know. And just imagine your clients in front of you asking that same question every week and answering that. And that's a great place to start. Take your 5 to 10 questions, go write them on a piece of paper, and then you can work on a blog post, you know, every day. Just cover one of those questions. There, that's how you start.
That's a great way to look at it, because I think it's always easy to answer questions when you frame it from that angle. Whereas when you're like, what do I have to say? You think of it in that sense, that can draw a blank sometimes.
Right.
But when it's like inquiring minds want to know, that makes it a lot easier to bring that knowledge out.
Right. Every business has their top 10 questions that they're asked every day on the phone or in an email. So broadcast that. And it'll also save you some time, because maybe somebody has a question. Oh, go look at my blog. I answered that in detail and gave you some resources for that question. They're going to love that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they can do it in their own time.
Right. thrilled to death if you've put that information out there and now it's accessible to them.
Right.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, Desiree, we're almost out of time. I like to ask all of my guests here on Chic Perspectives to share their own chic tip for how to succeed with style. We've got a lot of chic entrepreneurs out there listening. What's your chic tip for them today?
Well, I would say that my chic tip is to be open for anything that can happen and also look for opportunities and don't be afraid to speak up. Because if you see somebody struggling with something, you know, you may tell yourself, oh, I shouldn't get involved, but you never know when you can help somebody. So don't be afraid to speak up. I think it's very chic to look for opportunities to help people and speak up and go ahead and do it.
That's fantastic. That's really great advice. And I'm so excited that we've been able to share this information today with our listeners. And it's wonderful have you here in the studio. I want everybody to make sure they get the websites for more information, and we'll have these on our website as well. But what's the best way for people to find you and also follow you on the web?
Well, our website is www.bellawebdesign.com. And then you can follow me on Twitter at Desiree Scales. And from there, from our website, you can find the Facebook and the LinkedIn link. But I love connecting with people, would love to connect with you.
Thanks. All right. That's wonderful. Well, thank you all for tuning in today for this episode of Chic Perspectives. I want you to reach out and give us some questions next time, because we are looking to interact more with our audience for our studio broadcast. So thanks for tuning in today, and check out more Chic Perspectives episode on the website at chicentrepreneur.com, and make sure to follow us on Twitter as well at Chic Business. All right, until next time, thanks for joining us and wishing you all chic success. Thank you.